my fellow Republicans, as a proud Republican candidate for the state Senate in 2008 and again in 2010, as well as a longtime activist and member of this party, I request your consideration for the following. In a year when our party has the ability to capture not only federal seats, but make a serious dent in one-party rule here in Rhode Island General Assembly, there are those in our party that feel it necessary to shut our primary process to voters that we need most to win the general election. There are just over 12% registered Republicans in this state, according to the Secretary of State's office, just a little over 72,000 of us here in the state of Rhode Island that are registered Republicans. And this caucus, I believe, has a representation of about 250, okay, in this state. Without overwhelming support of independent voters for our candidates in our party, we win nothing. Republican Scott Brown's historic victory was fueled by a 3-to-1 movement of independents to vote for the Republican. If we close our primaries, we send a message to those voters that they're not welcome to be part of our process. It's my turn to talk. Yes. Okay. Mr. Napolitano just came up here, and I'm allowed to comment the last time I checked. Well, okay. Furthermore, these same advocates are threatening to attempt to remove our chair from our party if they don't get their way by closing our primary. Now, at the end of the day, I'm a person who's for moving this debate forward. I think that we ought to do it. I just think it's a bad move on our party's behalf to try and shut out the group of people and send a message to the general population in the state of Rhode Island that we're a closed party and we're not interested in having independents participate in our primary process. That's all I have to say. Thank you and have a good evening.